and handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 12th day of February, year of our Lord 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day, and it goes right, fits hand in glove with Firearms Monday. If you own what you consider, it doesn't matter what anybody else considers, if you own what you consider a precision rifle, what you need to be doing is to buy your ammunition by the case. Make sure it's a factory sealed, unopened case. The reason? You'll get them, all the ammunition would have been made on one shift, on one set of machinery, by one and inspected by one set of inspectors. That's your greatest chance of having the highest quality and ammunition that will all be consistent one round from the other if you do that by the case. Beginning today, we're going to have a breaking news update at the beginning of each show. This morning will be the inauguration of that. The breaking news this morning is over the weekend, a Russian passenger aircraft jet flying out of Moscow crashed shortly after takeoff, which is minor news by itself for us in the West. The news regarding it that's important is that there were 2 potential witnesses on there, Russian nationals, one who could give testimony about the Uranium-1 sale, the other who could give testimony about the creation of that Russian dossier. My belief, I have no evidence, but my belief is that the Russian government themselves probably brought down this plane because they, in fact, were the ones. The Russian government wanted Hillary Clinton to be the next communist president, and they're trying to cover up their tracks as to their involvement with what was actually going on there. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. His website is deserteagleshooters.com, and we're anticipating a real high-quality audio this morning from Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Well, I hope the audio is okay. We haven't got the Skype thing worked out yet. So,
okay.
Hopefully my audio is at least satisfactory.
Well, for the moment it is. If we can continue like this, we're going to do okay.
All right,
Jimmy. Well, we look forward every Monday to the firearms tip of the week. And what would that be this week, sir?
Well, our firearms tip of the week comes from a gun show that we had this weekend and everything. We were talking to several individuals that were interested in getting into long-range precision shooting. And one of them, we really got into a very in-depth conversation on it and had several, well, actually, just had a nice little audience listening in. And what I explained to them, individuals that want to get into long-range precision shooting, the very first thing that they have to verify is that the gun is capable of it. And this gentleman had a rifle that was very accurate in his point of view. He never seemed to miss. And when he applied himself, he did put that caveat. It's not a magic rifle, ladies and gentlemen. It's just that, in his opinion, it's very accurate. And I had to explain to him the difference between accuracy and precision. Accuracy, ladies and gentlemen, is being able to, let's say you're at 400 yards and you've got a 10-inch target, and you manage to hit that 10-inch target 10 out of 10 times. That is accuracy. Precision is when you hit that 10-inch target 10 times, but the group on that target is 3 inches or less in size. That is a precision rifle because that shows that the rifle is capable of shooting at a minute of angle of accuracy or less. Now, a minute of angle is real simple math. The quick and dirty explanation is a minute of angle at 100 yards is 1 inch. A minute of angle at 500 yards is 5 inches. A minute of angle at 275 yards is 2 3/4 inches. So for every 100 yards or division thereof, it is multiplied by 1. The 1 inch. Now, actually, it works out to 1.3, blah, 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 but 1 inch is close enough for 99% of the people in the world. So, in discussing that, I explained to him that to prove this, there are two ways. One is to get what we call a machine rest. We sell several kinds through the store and everything, but what they are, ladies and gentlemen, is a rifle rest that you place the rifle in and you tighten down a set of clamps on the buttstock and you adjust the front support up or down so that when you're looking through your sights or through your scope, it is held perfectly on your target. The only thing from the human standpoint that contacts the rifle is your cheek weld and your finger. Your finger, of course, operating the trigger. You're not gripping the rifle. You're simply laying your head on it, getting your cheek weld, your sight picture, and taking your shots. In doing that, you're eliminating as much of the human factor as you can. A while back, a friend of mine coined a phrase that I've kind of adopted. Rifles hate me because I make them look bad. And by saying that, I've got several rifles that shoot well under a minute of angle of accuracy and precision. And when I am operating them off of a sandbag or off of a bipod, my human error is what makes the group larger or smaller. And my human error makes the rifle look bad. But I appreciated the way he put that, and it was a good joke at the time, and it's a good one to keep around. So, ladies and gentlemen, what you do, the second aspect that you can use other than the machine rest is what we call sandbagging. and you have a large sandbag at the front, and you rock the rifle back and forth into that sandbag to make a depression that holds the forestock or the fore end of the rifle in place. And on the rear end, you have a couple of smaller sandbags under the buttstock, and you work that down into it and keep rocking it back and forth and burying it deeper and deeper into the sandbags until you have a steady sight picture of your target. Basically, you're mimicking the machine rest, but you're doing it with sandbags. Once you get that, then you can take two more sandbags and place them on either side of the buttstock and wedge them in, thump on them with your fists and everything to make sure it's anchored properly. And that will give you a reasonable facsimile of a machine rest with sandbags. And again, the only thing that's touching your rifle in that instance is your cheek for the cheek weld, and your trigger finger just actually touching the trigger and pulling the trigger. By doing that, ladies and gentlemen, if your rifle will sit there locked down so it can't move, and sometimes with some rifles and sandbags and everything, you'll have to readjust this for each shot because recoil will move things. But if you're consistent on making sure that it's locked down and you can shoot a 10-inch group, and at 100 yards, that group is 1 inch in diameter or less, then you've got a rifle that is capable of precision long-range shooting. If you do that and your group is, say, 2.5 inches, well, now you have a 2.5 MOA that you have to deal with in shooting long distance. And that amplifies problems because whereas trajectory, spin drift, Coriolis effect, temperature, altitude, and humidity can all be calculated into the firing solution, a 2.5 minute of angle accuracy is not going to be added into that because it's the wild card now. And that inside of 500 yards, that doesn't play a lot, but beyond that, it plays more than you want to gamble with. And, for example, a 2.5 minute of angle discrepancy, or I should say, window of accuracy at 1,000 yards is 20.5 inches. And if your target is 10 inches in diameter, which is 1 MOA at 1,000 yards, the chance of hitting that target just because of the difference in impact point is slim to none. So hopefully that little aspect of it, John, for your firearms tip of the week, determining your rifle, it will help some folks out. And I know it sounds a little bit of a drawn-out process. If you'd like a more complete checklist and everything and how to do this, you can always email me at jimi@hdc-nm.com, and I'll send you a sheet that you can use, and you can check this off as you go to make sure everything is as solid as you can get it for doing this. And if you missed the email, ladies and gentlemen, we'll repeat it a couple of times during the show, so just make sure next time you have your pen and paper ready.
All right. Well, I want to take that to the next step, and that would be attempting to come as close as possible to duplicating that while out in the bush, out in the field, which I'll describe how I do it, and I'll ask for your follow-up. That would be having the rifle equipped with a bipod on the front end, of course, and on the back end, one of these bean bags. It's a canvas bag with plastic pellets in it, so they won't absorb and hold water. They're lighter, a lot lighter than sand. Packed loose enough that when you put that bag under the back end of the buttstock, you can squeeze or release as necessary to raise or lower the muzzle to be able to get the optimal accuracy when you're out in the field. Don't have those controlled conditions that you were just describing from a bench rest or some similar static position in a controlled environment on the range. I found it to be very effective myself, and I want to mention also, Jimmy, that from my knowledge of riflemen and rifle owners, I would say maybe 5% of men who own rifles can outshoot the rifle that they own. Almost always, the rifle will have more accuracy capability than the man holding it. Your response?
Oh, 100%, John. That comes back to the joke that I make guns look bad. On the beanbags, excellent point on that. That's part of the way that we teach. And I'll take it one step further. We use two beanbags. Now, the easiest way to make these, ladies and gentlemen, is to go to your local box store. A lot of your sporting stores and everything will have this. But they'll have a large container of Airsoft BBs. And go in there and buy a couple of cans of those. Now, they're going to run you between, and get the cheapest ones you can find. Run you anywhere from $7 up to $14 for one of these canisters of BBs. And normally, the ones that I'm talking about advertise as having about 1,000 rounds in them. You can get 2,000 rounders, or if you see one of the big gallon jug type things full of them, which are normally the very cheapest, pick one of those up. And then when you get home, go through your sock drawer, and most everyone has at least one or two old pair of over-the-calf knee socks. Normally they're in cotton because you don't wear them much anymore because you transitioned over to your merino wool socks. And you take a pair of those out. You're going to need both of them. And the first one you're going to take, and please use a funnel, a big funnel, because no matter how hard we try, those little BBs go everywhere. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, going to the bathroom, that's the worst thing in the world to step on in bare feet, especially on a hard floor. But what you're going to do is fill that sock about the consistency of where it's about the size of a Coke can in height. And then you're going to take and pull the sock up as tight as you can on those beads. And I use 550 cord, paracord, and put a couple of wraps around that there and tie it with a square knot and pull it as tight as you can and melt the ends of it. And when I melt the ends of my paracord, John, I typically will melt them both, and in a case like this, then I'll heat them again and melt them together. I'll hold them together with a pair of pliers or something.
Right, right.
And then you take that sock and you fold it back over itself and repeat tying the end of it off again. So now you have a double layer sock. Now this sock, when you get it done, is going to have enough flexibility to it that you can actually pat it flat. And when you pat it flat, it'll be somewhere between an inch and a half and 2 inches high. Do another sock exactly like that. But what you're going to do is you're really going to stretch that down before you tie the knot on it and redo the paracord knots on it both ways. And you're going to have one that's more round than it is long and cylindrical shape like the first one. Now, the way John's explaining that, you're going to have those knots on either end of that. So you pat the first one down, set your rifle up on its bipod, and put that directly under. We'll get at that after the break.
Okay, here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right.
Thank you. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by...
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th of February. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Quick reminder, I'll be speaking in Dallas in March. If you go to my website, libertyman.com, click on the banner there, you can get the discount for attending or a different discount if you are going to be listening to the video. Right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Jimmy, let's continue.
All right, we were talking about the beanbags, and so, ladies and gentlemen, we've gotten through the first one, and we're working on our second beanbag. Now, the first beanbag, we built it such that it was a little bit looser, and it could be flattened out some. And the second one, we've made it so that it's just a little bit more round and a little bit more firm. The way this works is that when you set up in the field to shoot, like John said, you deploy your bipod, you get it anchored, and then you put the flat beanbag first under the buttstock, and then you put the second one on top of that. Now, the reason for that, ladies and gentlemen, is on uneven ground, if you're shooting uphill or across a hill or across a valley or something like that, where you're going to have elevation changes, it's not going to be a straight-on shot. The second bag underneath is going to help you keep the rifle high enough that you're not getting a crick in your neck, and you're also maintaining full capability on this. So, and something I'm going to cover here, John, I don't know if a lot of people know or if anybody's ever covered it with them, is preloading the bipod. When you get into this position, ladies and gentlemen, you're laying there prone, you lean into the buttstock and position your body that you have forward pressure, that if there is any sway back and forth in your bipod, that you're forcing that forward, and it's called preloading. What this does, ladies and gentlemen, when you take a shot, the recoil, of course, is going to push back. The bipod will ease back and absorb the recoil, and then when the shot is finished and you're back in your shooting position, you will have leaned forward again and preloaded that bipod. In doing that, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to eliminate any free movement in that bipod. There's always going to be a little bit of gap between hinges or legs or something like that that can really screw up a nice long-range shot. By preloading it, all of those variables right there we're eliminating to the best of our ability. And as a side note, John, you can, ladies and gentlemen, you can spend hundreds of dollars on a bipod from a quote-unquote name brand. You can pick up an incredibly durable, fully functional bipod at our store and everything for starting off at around $35, John.
That sounds about right.
And, and these run, the ones that we carry, the shortest are 6 to 9. That means 6 inches in the closed position. Extend the legs to 9 inches, ladies and gentlemen. And then we've got a new one that we're carrying now that is called a 360. And the bipod is actually built into a ball socket that allows you to take up any differences in elevation between the legs, ladies and gentlemen, simply by easing the rifle into a correct position. Those run, I think, about $60. And they, of course, our bipods have lifetime warranties. Okay, shameless plug out of the way. We've got our stock, our bipod preloaded. We're leaning into it. We have the flat bean bag, then our rounder one on top of it, and it's sitting on our buttstock. What John was explaining is in your prone position with your, I'm talking about this, ladies and gentlemen, in the instance of a right-handed shooter, your left arm and forearm is going to come just under your chest, and you're going to be gripping that top bean bag. Your first thing that you're going to do is you're going to scooch left or right and get your NPOA as far as windage goes. Your elevation will be controlled by the beanbag. If you're too low, meaning, i.e., the beanbags are too high, with your hand on the one, you can wiggle it back and forth while pushing down on the butt of the rifle with your other hand and settle that beanbag into the other beanbag a little bit further and raise your elevation. If that doesn't work because of terrain, then you can extend the bipod legs and get those in position so that you can get as close to being on your target as possible. Then, ladies and gentlemen, for minor changes up or down, say you're following, and it's a bottom of the hour break.
It is. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you're new to my show and new to my website, there's a lot there, an awful lot. There's entertainment, there's education, there's information, just a lot. We got several free downloads there, some interesting videos I think you might enjoy looking at. And, of course, my home business, The Energy Cleaner. If you place an order for an Energy Cleaner, I'm the guy that boxes them up, and I ship them from the little country post office in Cherryville, Missouri. Why would you need an Energy Cleaner? Well, here's why. If you've got arthritis pain, you need an Energy Cleaner. Joint pain, you need an Energy Cleaner. Back pain, same thing. You need an Energy Cleaner. Energy Cleaner goes to the source of the pain, healing the source of the pain. That's how it works. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner, so you're risking nothing when you get an Energy Cleaner. Most people these days are getting a factory-made fitted mattress pad to go with it. It's a great combination, very comfortable, and I think you'll get a lot out of it. Only $285 shipping included for the Energy Cleaner. The mattress pads vary in price by the size, of course. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. If you want to send a check, my address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You want to place your order by calling my toll-free order line? Give us a call. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543.
9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website's deserteagleshooters.com. Take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Well, Jimmy, I bought a couple of these bean bags that were a fundraiser for one of the local gun clubs that I just recently joined, by the way. It looks like they took an old military surplus duffel bag and cut out patterns, sewed them up, filled them with the plastic beans, and then had a handy little carrying handle on them so that you could slip the carrying handle through the sling and just have it right there on the rifle ready to go at all times. I thought that was a pretty handy thing.
Yes, sir. Sounds like somebody put a little bit of forethought into that. And by using the socks, ladies and gentlemen, that's my quick and dirty way of doing it. But like John just described, you can make, if your wife wants to sew for you, or if you're one of the guys that's kind of like me that's multi-talented in certain ways, draw out and sew your own. And all it has to be is a cylindrical shape for either one of them and the same basic sizes. The important part is the top bean bag. Make sure it's a little bit firmer, but still able to compress down into it. One advantage of the sock is the sock will stretch and allow a little bit more movement up and down on that. You might find the canvas just a little bit stiff at times, John, especially in cold weather. But, yes, that's an excellent, excellent idea to do it that way. And getting back to how we're using the beanbags, ladies and gentlemen, just before the break we were discussing how we're in our prone position. We've got our bipod in front of us and everything. We've got the flat bag underneath the butt of the stock, the little rounder one on top of it. We have leaned into our rifle so that we've preloaded the bipod. And now you should have a very, very steady shooting platform. You've adjusted your body left and right for your windage adjustment on your target and gotten your NPOA that way. And now you're going to work on your elevation. In the example we used a while ago, the elevation was such that we wiggled the buttstock down into the beanbags a little bit more to raise the muzzle. The other situation, if that doesn't work, is to extend the legs on the bipod a notch or two and get it up to where you at least can find your target in the scope. And once you've got this all done and you're all steadied up on it, the first thing to do is to make sure that you've got your cheek weld and you're relaxed and you've got that weight on that buttstock, and look through your scope, get your sight picture and everything, and instead of moving anything else, ladies and gentlemen, if you're high on your target, by squeezing the beanbag on top, you're going to raise the buttstock a little bit. And again, you're helping to remove some of that human input that we can do to the rifle by squeezing it and raising the buttstock a little bit. Then you're going to get your sight picture a little bit better. And you might have a little bit of left or right that you have to do. But again, by rolling your hand back and forth, you can adjust windage slightly. Now, in the situation that you're looking at it and it's too low, you're too low on your target, then again, you're going to wiggle that buttstock into those beanbags a little bit and get it to where you're just slightly above it, and then by squeezing, you're going to bring yourself down into it. Ladies and gentlemen, that beanbag or beanbag combination with a good bipod will improve your shooting ability tenfold, because you're helping to eliminate the human input that goes into making that shot. And where John and I right now are discussing this in the aspect of target shooting, it becomes even more important if you're trying to feed your family and that deer or goat or rabbit or whatever is at a bit of a distance out there, and you have to be as accurate as you can. All of our target training, ladies and gentlemen, gets us ready for the field. And you heard John and I discuss it before. Don't limit your shooting to one position or two positions in the field, you know, in your training sessions. Shoot in unorthodox manners. Take a duffel bag out there and throw it on the ground and use it in the front, but it's simulating a log. So you don't want to have the rifle directly resting on that, because it can, the harmonics can mess up your shot. So you're going to use something to cushion between the rifle and that simulated log, or a real log if you happen to have one. Good time to walk in the woods. Use different shooting positions from different objects. But whenever you are doing that, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got an extra bean bag or the one that you use for your bottom bag, toss that up on the log and use that to get your rifle steady on. Just things after things that will go along, and you can think up as many good shooting scenarios and exercises with you and your wife or your husband or your kids out walking through the woods. Pick out a target. First off, make sure of what's behind your target. You don't want to be shooting at a something on a stump and then realize that there's a road just, you know, 50 yards past that you can't see. So safety in mind, and set up and practice those exercises. And again, like John said, in the field, practice using those bean bags. Practice using that bipod. Getting your preload, getting your MPOA, getting everything as steady as possible, and then taking your shot. So, excellent, your excellent tip this morning, John, and then bringing it into made a good first hour on this.
Well, I'm gonna take it to the next level here, and this would be for sighting in purposes, not for in the field. And here it is. You go through all the procedures. Say you got a machine rest, and you go through all these procedures, and you put that first round downrange. Then wait until the barrel cools off back to the ambient temperature that it started out at before you take your second shot. Now, I know it takes a lot longer. You're basically tripling or quadrupling the amount of time you're going to be on the range. But under most circumstances, whether it's hunting or self-defense, there's going to be that first shot will be the most critical shot from a cold barrel. So if you want to know and sight in with a cold barrel, there's only one way to do it that I'm aware of, and that's to make sure each shot while you're sighting in is taken from a cold barrel. Your response?
Oh, perfect. We can go into this quite a bit more. What I do on my break-in procedures, the first 10 rounds on the break-in procedure, is I fire my shot, I open the action, I take a cleaning rod, and cheapest break-in cleaning fluid you can use, John, that does an excellent job and is absolutely perfect, is window cleaner without ammonia. Important, ladies and gentlemen, without ammonia. If there's ammonia in it, you don't clean that out immediately, you'll start rusting the inside of your barrel. You'll be destroying what you're trying to preserve. So when I open it up, that barrel is warm, and I have this patch soaked in this window cleaner, and I run that back and forth through there. Two things that it does. One is it helps cool down the barrel inside out, just the way it heated up. But two, it also brings back, John, that first shot being normally from a clean, cold barrel. That's why we call it a cold bore shot. And in developing this, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of rifles out there, and it's simply because of the way they were broken in, your first shot is going to be 2 inches high and an inch left, and then everything else from the worm barrel on is going to be in your bullseye. Once you've got accustomed to this and you know where that cold bore shot is, by doing John's method here, let it cool down and then place your second shot. You get a group that's like that, that let's say it's 2 inches high and 1 inch to the left. If you've got target turrets on your scope and you have them, well, we re-index target turrets, ladies and gentlemen, after we're sighted in, to move the numbers on the turret itself back to where they're 0-0 lined up. And what I have taught people, John, that when they have a situation like that where the first round is 2 inches high and to the left, and then after that everything is dead on, that when they are done shooting for the day, that they automatically dial in 1 inch or one, let's say this is at 100 yards, 1 MOA left and 2 MOA high. What that does, ladies and gentlemen, is that cold bore shot, instead of having to do the mental gymnastics and math for the hold off or the correction, you aim at your game and you hold center mass or wherever you want to put the bullet and you take that shot. In the event that, let's say you're at a shooting range and do that, after the first round, you return your turrets to zero and continue your string that you're shooting, and that is going to put them all back down to the bull where it normally was. So in the process of the cold bore shot, ladies and gentlemen, that is one reason why you'll hear snipers and these stories about snipers and everything tell you that, if they're honest, there was no one shot, one kill at 1,800 yards. The first shot, knowing that there's going to be a cold bore difference, your spotter is watching for the splash or the impact of the bullet into the dirt, rock, or whatever around it, relaying that information to the shooter and the shooter making a correction on that. Now, in that correction, he already knows what the difference is in his cold bore shot. So let's say it was at the 100 yards. We know that the splash is going to be 2 MOA higher than what the point of aim was. And when he does his correction for the firing solution and everything, he adds that, or actually subtracts that from his calculation that he comes up with to do a dead hold on shot for the next shot. And it's a long drawn out process explaining it, ladies and gentlemen, but when you're actually doing it and you're used to doing it, it only takes a couple of seconds, because these shooters or yourself that have developed these techniques stack on top of each other and keep them in their memory and start doing them from memory, just like we train our fingers and our hands for our steady hold factors, and we get that muscle memory built in. So, cold bore, ladies and gentlemen, again, if you've got any questions on this or need a more in-depth discussion on it, feel free to email me at jimi@hdc-nm.com, and I'll work back and forth with you on it. I've also coached several people over the phone on things like this. So if you've got questions, please ask. And on our next hour, John, when we get to it, I've got some updates from the Senate on national reciprocity, and I also have some updates on some of the rifles and handguns that are going to be coming up available through CMP.
Good, good, because I know that myself and other people are anxiously waiting for those updates. They're very important updates, and look forward to hearing about that. It always comes back to practice, 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 doesn't it, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. It's instinct. And instinct is just another name in the shooting world for muscle memory.
That's right.
It's part of your training and everything else. They'll tell you to index the target. Well, the first time you hear that, you're like, okay, I have to grab my 3x5 index card, and, well, no. Oh, top of the app. Nope, just before
hold
the
that
break.
Thought, Jimmy. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th of February, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website, deserteagleshooters.com. Got about 3.5 minutes here, Jimmy.
Okay, we can finish this part of it up. we were talking about muscle memory real quick, and like getting into the prone position, instructor will tell you to index the target, and we explain that that has nothing to do with pulling out your 3x5 card and drawing pictures and everything else of your target. And other instructors will across it, address it as address the target. And, you know, most of us look up and go, hello, target. But what that is, when you get in a prone position, ladies and gentlemen, you're not laying straight line towards the target. You're about 30 degrees off your support side toward the target, so that when you're holding the rifle, you have got this 30-degree angle roughly, and you're comfortable, and you can get your support leg up and get your feet settled and everything else. So in doing that with the muscle memory, by practicing these long-range shots or your handgun shooting or whatever, you're building that muscle memory. And each time that you do an exercise, ladies and gentlemen, and you do it the same way, your brain, the great creative thing that it is, sits there and incorporates that. So the next time that you walk up to the line or you're out deer hunting and you've got to take a prone position, you automatically lay down in that 30 degree plus or minus, and you're ready just to get steadied up and get your shot. So nomenclature, ladies and gentlemen, in the gun culture gets kind of interesting sometimes. Common words that you may know as having one meaning will mean something else. But the important thing is, no matter how you say it and no matter what you call it, when you do your practice, your dry fire practice, your target practice, your unorthodox position shooting, whatever, your brain has already got in its memory banks how your body should be positioned for that particular shooting position. So, like John said, practice, practice, practice. The more you practice, the more muscle memory you build, the more instinctive your shooting will be. And I had the joy last week, John, of watching one of my friends playing with a new pistol. And I'd set up some targets on the pistol range and asking, okay, Chuck, run these, but run them without using your sights. And so when I called time, he drew, addressed each target, fired two shots, next target, two shots, next target, two shots. And it was amazing, ladies and gentlemen, the number of hits that he had.
Amazing. Jim, we got a break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting.